Hey, this is Mateo Lane.
I'm Emma Willman.
And this is Inside the Closet.
Inside the Closet.
Hey guys, this is Inside the Closet with Mateo Lane and Emma Willman. And this week we talk about my adventures in Las Vegas and going to a haunted house. Emma and I talk a little bit about politics, and she talks about a comedian who looks and sounds just like her, except she's more quote-unquote butch. So, this is Inside the Closet. Subscribe, like, and enjoy. first of all, yes, we're on the phone again. But look, yep. We don't have money. And this is the and we do this for you. I have a great story to tell. I was in Vegas, and I did a couple things while I was in Vegas. But before we jump into that, I should ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't wait to hear. I want to hear about Vegas because I'm going there, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you this much. So you know how I've been talking about ghost adventures for so long.
Yes, so Mateo did a show a while ago. I don't know. We've only talked about it a little bit on here. Tell them about your Ghost Adventures show.
This is a show called Ghost Adventures, hosted by a guy named Zach, and he is ridiculous. And the show is, you know, grown men walking in the abandoned places screaming, "What's that?" You know, just for hours. But in the 16th season, they haven't found a single ghost.
Who watches it?
Everyone. And I'm obsessed with this show because it's the best comedy. People who really think that something's real when it's not. I mean, these guys are just, they will do anything to make it seem like there's a ghost when there's not a ghost. So the show is on Hulu now, like all the seasons or whatever, but you can pick any season. It's on the Travel Channel. The Travel Channel, by the way, only does ghost shows now. Like, you cannot have a show on the Travel Channel.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So Zach has a museum, a haunted museum in Vegas. Everybody should go to it. And I would love to tell you about my experience in this museum.
I want to hear about it. I actually had a run-in with a ghost hunter, too.
Ghost hunters are just the most ridiculous title. I mean, can you imagine being a storm chaser and not seeing a single funnel cloud? I mean, you'd be like, yeah, we're not watching this show.
Ghost hunters make a shit ton of money on the college circuit. My college agent, his main income is from these ghost hunters. So if I ever, when I used to do NACAs, there'd be a giant picture of ghost hunters and then like a little picture of me. And people would come over and go, "What college agency are you with?" And I would say the name, and they would go, "Oh, I thought they just represented ghost hunters." And I would say, "Well, they also represent me."
Well, I would say you would be the only comedian to manage to find your way to a college
in a ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting.
Like, well,
when
I started working with him, he was like, "You look like Ellen. I want in." And now he represents more comedians, but yeah, so I met that goddamn
ghost. "You look
ghost
like
hunter.
Ellen, I want in." Does this guy have any sense of, I mean, I'm glad he picked you, but like, would he a complete moron?
This was my first representation I ever had years and years and years and years and years ago. Or no, wait, I'm not that old. It was probably like 5 years ago.
When you were 42?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just was like years and years and years. But I remember he said that, and I was like, okay, whatever, man. Like, let's do it. And he tried to make me dance, too, actually. He's like, "Would you do a little dance? Can you come out and do a little dance?"
Did he just think you were Ellen?
I was so excited that someone was going to start getting me college shows, but I drew the line at dancing. I was like, "I'm not dancing."
I hate dancing, by the way. I've been we have friends who are doing a pilot right now on E, and it's basically like comedians do like a dance-off. And
that's fair.
In so many possible ways, they basically asked me like by like writing it in the sky, and I refused to do it.
Wait, I think you should do it. Maybe it would be therapeutic.
Okay, Emma, the words that just came out of my mouth are, I hate dancing.
Maybe it'd be good to do. I'll do it with you. I hate dancing too.
I would never. There's no way I could do this show.
I do the butch head bob. I just bop my head.
Well, that I can do. I mean, that kind of dancing is fine. Like, you know, like eat a little bit of an edible and go into a club and just sort of like nod your head. I can do that. But I can't get on board. I keep smelling my coffee, and I think it smells like, I can't tell if it smells bad or good. But anyways.
Does Kike like to dance?
Oh, he loves dancing. He loves
I hate that. The art therapist, like, I'm always with women that like to dance, and I hate it. And they're like, we got to go dancing. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather. I mean, or I could just, I'd rather, like, shoot myself. But
well, I think dancing is, like, a form of expression that most normal people use to, like, enjoy themselves and let, like, the tension go and da-da-da. But because we do that every night, all night, we're talking, dancing to us is like, I sort of look at it like, and I'm not talking about like real dancers, I'm talking about like my friend Joseph is like this amazing dancer. Like, I'm not talking about real dance. I'm talking about people who go to like clubs and I just look around saying like, what are we doing? Like, I don't know how to enjoy life anymore. That's what it's come down to.
I totally get it. I express myself enough. Although sometimes at a family wedding, my mom will be like, come on, dance. And then I go out and I'll like dance around, and then it is pretty fun actually. But it takes her, and like, it's a perfect storm of a family wedding and my mom being like, don't you want to dance a little bit? And then I'll do it.
At every wedding, we always do, when my mom's family, my mom's side, we always do the DJ, we never get an Italian DJ, so he plays like what he thinks is Italian music. So he'll play, you know, when the moon hits your eye. So our entire family gets dressed and forces everyone into a big circle, and only Italians are allowed in, which is, let me just say this, if you're Italian, you understand this, Italians are incredibly alienating to other people who are not Italian, especially within the family. So, you know, we get in this big circle, and everyone's like, we're in the and the DJ's always like, okay, Italians, to the dance floor. It's so ridiculous.
So what happened?
Okay, so my friend Brett, he's like, you know, Zach has a museum here. And I've been talking about ghost hunters in my act, which is built into almost, I swear, like a 7-minute bit, which is a long time for a bit.
That's a long. And also, what the fuck is in the museum if they've never found a ghost?
Well, he's collected a bunch of artifacts from his travels. By the way, he talks like this. And he has collected items and artifacts from across the world that are dangerous and that are in his museum. He also, by the way, just has, like, weird diction with certain words. So, like, if I was reading something, I'm just going to leave, like, in the back of my Altoids box, okay? Made of sugar, gum, Arabic natural flavors, including oil of peppermint. Like, he says, and now take certain parts of words and like, okay, that is an affectation. You are choosing to talk this way.
That also, voice just, is so fucking funny. That is so funny. That voice is so...
Because you talk that way, it doesn't mean you're sounding ghosts. There's no ghost behind that ridiculous word. If that's the case, then Lindsay Lohan's finding ghosts because she talks like old Arabic man. Like, I mean,
she's finding something.
Oh, well, she was just finding refugees and trying to steal them. But, so we go to the museum, right? So first of all, Zach is there. Like, we pull up and park, and I look, and he's standing outside, like, in the back, and I'm like, what? Why are you here? Like, he's kind of a big star, you know what I mean? So he's just standing there. I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Wait,
so Zach,
the guy
there,
whose museum it is, was just there?
Yes, I thought, like, first of all, I understand like it's a museum, but I thought he was like out looking for ghosts. No, he's in his own fucking museum walking around. Because I ran into him
Are
twice.
You sure he's a big star?
He's a huge star. 16 seasons on the Travel Channel. He bought like a giant museum and filmed it with shit.
Also, I don't know anything because the other day, like 3 weeks ago when I was doing morning radio and someone was talking about how the Foo Fighters told Cardi B to not get excited about doing the halftime show, and they were like, oh, they always pass over us. And I was like, of course they pass over the Foo Fighters. What the fuck have they done? Who gives a shit about the Foo Fighters?
Oh,
and then I got
the
all
Foo
these
Fighters
messages that were like, Emma, they like sell out stadiums all over the place. So,
yeah.
By the way,
I met Kimmy Schmidt today. I was at Fierce XX, and I met the girl who plays Kimmy Schmidt. She was introduced.
That show's fantastic.
I know, she could have been nicer, but of course I'm like in my gym clothes with bags under my eyes and I'm just like, hello. Like, I just...
Oh, whatever.
So, okay, we get to the museum, right? It's called like Zach's Haunted Mansion. So already, waiting in line, and while you're waiting in line, the people waiting in line are the people that are thinking they're finding ghosts. It's girls between the ages of like 16, 21, wearing like, you know, Hot Topic and like... or like people, just American flag shirts everywhere. So we're waiting, and it literally looks like on the outside, like there's like a a doyenne, or like a person who greets you, and they're wearing like a top hat, like a monocle, like people, things that are like, I don't know, haunted looking. So they're just plain organ music, so it just feels like you're waiting in Bowser's Castle. Like, it's just like constant organ music the whole time. And so they put like, it looks like they went to, the entire outside feels like you're just standing in the Halloween section of Michael's. Like, they got like the cheap gargoyle, like there's a pumpkin over there. And I'm kind of like, really? Like, this is it. Already, it seems like a sham. So, but you know, whatever, I'm excited
year
to go.
Year round.
Year round, Emma. And
what if
by
we
the way,
started hunting for ghosts? You know what would happen is we'd fucking find one. You and
well,
I.
You would find one and get lost forever, and I'd be like, well, God damn it.
Right. Yeah, that's what would happen. We'd undercover some actual ghost, and it'd be like, then they'd just be tagging around for the rest of eternity. And I'm like, God, this motherfucker.
Yeah, so when you're waiting, they make you sign a waiver, and they say, you know, there have been known to, like, things to, like, follow people home. And I'm like, well, it better not be that fucking woman who's about to take me on this tour. Because
right.
She's, like, 55, too much makeup, wearing, like, you know, Spencer's Gift outfits, and, like, you know, like, whitening her face with, like, white makeup kind of thing to look like this.
Yes.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. So you go inside, and while you're waiting, you sign the waiver. It's $44 fucking dollars on Groupon. So it's a ridiculous amount of money. And I thought, like, we were going to walk around for a long time. The whole time, they kind of rush you through. So there's, like,
they're making money.
Oh, they're making so much money. So there's, like, seven different people who take you through. They, like, kind of, like lead you, like, give your group off to, like, another group. And, the museum makes no sense because it's real, quote-unquote, real artifacts, but also mixed with, like, a hallway you walk down and, like, a clown jumps out at you, and, like, there's, like, one second old guy just, like, puts, like, a nail in his nose. And I'm like, you know, none of this has anything to do with, like, ghosts. This is just, like, how is this, like, a haunted house and then also, like, artifacts in it? So,
and I bet people were taking it, like, super seriously.
Oh, to the point. Well, we got up to a room, and they go, all right, in this room is a doll named Peggy. I mean, all right, if a doll name is Peggy. This doll's name is Peggy, and we don't recommend you go in this room. I personally have never been in this room because it's a very heavy room, and this doll is still demon possessed. Now, when you walk in, you're supposed to greet Peggy. And me and my gay friend are standing there, right, Brett? And so she opens the door, and we walk in. No one else walked in the group. They all stood outside because they were too scared. And I'm, of course, thinking, girl, if you think this doll scares me, try being on a grindle day, going to the south side of Chicago in your mom's minivan to give some guy a blowjob and hope he looks like his profile picture. If that is scary.
Right.
So this fucking doll, demon or not scaring this gay. So, you know, you have to greet the doll. So I saw.
Was it scary?
Well, there's 15 people staring at me, so I turn around, open the door, and just go, hey, Peggy. And they, like, almost, like, immediately shut the door on us because they were like, well, you can't greet the doll that way.
How the fuck are you supposed to greet the doll?
You're supposed to say, hi, Peggy. So I went, hey, girl.
They're being homophobic.
The same way I greet everybody else, okay?
Exactly.
And then, you know, there's, like, there was one room that made no sense. It had nothing to do with ghosts. It was just like it was almost museum-esque where it was like this guy who raped and killed men. And then you're just sort of standing in there like, well, this doesn't have to do anything with like Zach. And you know what I mean? And then like there was a room about Natalie Holloway. Then there was a Hollywood room that had like Michael Jackson, a condom from Michael Jackson, and like a piano from Liberace. And I'm like, what does any of this have to do with anything? It was also room with taxidermied animals. I'm like, okay, now this is a hoarder house. That's what this is. Zach is a hoarder and out of the way for us to spare his shit because it's like, the doll, I understand. You know what I mean? Like, the doll I get or like ashes from someone who died after like an exorcism, quote unquote. But like, staring at a taxidermied animal in Patrick Swayze's passport, this is not worth $44 goddamn dollars. And by the way, while you're standing in the hallway, I look and there's Zach, pokes his head out. And tell me what you think it is, Emma. He's walking around. He makes direct eye contact. He walks away, stops, turns back around, pokes his head out, and looks at me again, like double takes me, and then walks away again. I wonder if he recognizes me because they sued us because we had my ghost hunt show on Snapchat. They sued us because the name was too similar.
Oh,
so,
well, yeah.
But either he recognizes me from that, or he's like, maybe he's very into comedy and listens to our podcast.
No, because if he, that would be lovely, but if he was, then he would have said something.
Well, maybe he just looked at me like, I have no idea. I mean, I plan on talking about him in my next special, so.
You have to with that voice. What does he look like?
He looks ridiculous. So, I mean, he's a handsome guy, but he dyed his hair like ink black, right? And then gets a little bit of gel from the 90s, slicks it all the way forward, just gives himself a comb over, even though he doesn't need one. Then he's wearing Jiminy Cliff sized glasses, like Jiminy Cliff faced with gigantic glasses. It claims he lost part of his ghost experience.
Was the ghost experience on camera, or this was, like, not happening?
I'm sure it was not on camera, but, right. You know, 16 seasons, so maybe it was.
Oh, I just Googled him. Oh, he's kind of scary-looking.
He's handsome in a Eurotrash-type way, because then he wears all black and is often filmed walking alone in the desert, which, you know, I guess that's how ghosts are found.
Maybe he was attracted to you.
I don't think he's gay.
Hmm. How could they have never found one ghost, though, and the people keep, like, watching?
Because it's, like, stupid shit. Like, oh, this light turned off. And they have ridiculous technology. Like, they have a machine that texts ghosts. Like technology that doesn't make any sense. Like, technology that would be worldwide known if we had this technology. You know,
right.
I mean, we'd be using it at Nana's funeral. Like, well, see, but Nana thinks of this red dress. Like,
right.
You know, it's like, hello? But they, and the way he describes it makes no sense. It's like, this machine collects energy in the room, and that energy uses a dictionary, and that dictionary will speak what the enemy of. What are you talking
right.
about?
Right. And then you press this button, and the basket boys begin to play. And you're like, you mean you just press your iPad? And you're like,
Yeah. And also, it makes no sense, because, like, all this technology, the voices feel like speak and spell voice. So, you know, like, one time they were in a room and they were, like, quote-unquote collecting energy, and then all of a sudden the word demon shows up. A demon, and they're screaming, like, demon! Like, demon what? Like, first of all, how would a demon know how to...
Like, a demon even has any idea what a demon is. Like,
exactly.
The demon speaks English?
Number one, exactly. The demon speaks English, and number two... Is it a Pokemon? It just says its name over and over again?
Right.
And number three, what is it, sliding into the DMs? Like, what
right.
is this technology none of us are explaining?
Yeah, I'll check out the show because 16 seasons. Well, I was so, the Ghost Hunters make so much money on the college market. Like, this, first of all, and I was like, so what do they do? Because they can't hunt ghosts at the college show, but I guess that they would, like, leave the kids around, and then there's, like, some machine that lights up when, like, a ghost energy is near, and I was like, man, I got in the wrong business. Like,
I know. We should. You and I literally should just drop everything, and we have all the skills to be on TV, so we should just say we're ghost hunting and start our own show.
I would do it, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I felt, like, spooked out even just talking about it. Like the ghosts would then be activated. And
so, wait, you really believe in ghosts?
No, I don't, but I think I would get into it I think if I had to be in that mindset, I think that then I would, and I think I'd go crazy.
Just feeling like you have to hunt ghosts all the time?
Well, I'd start believing in it, and I'd be like, that's what I got, mate! Like, I think that they were getting, like, unlocked. Because, like, you know, if you disturb them, that's when they pay attention to you. And I'm saying this, and I don't even believe in ghosts necessarily. But, you know, I'm alone in an apartment right now, and now I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, but I think that's just the human mind, trusting yourself that there's actual, like, ghosts or things to be
right.
scared of. And I mean, look, I walked that museum. My friend Brett was scared out of his... By the way,
he was.
There is also multiple rooms where little... persons were walking around and, like, giving you, like, tours and stuff like that.
What do you
and
mean,
I am not
little
a little person. Yes, a little person. Yes.
Oh, see, that's destructive to the little people community. I mean, it's good
that's,
to get
I know,
an
but
easy
look,
job, but it's like they shouldn't be considered scary.
Here's my thing. I know nothing of the community of little people, right? I hope I'm using the right word.
Yes.
But I would imagine in the same way of the gays, where it's like the job opportunities for acting if you want to be an actor and you're a little person, are limited, right?
Sure.
So, you know, we can't all be that guy from Game of Thrones, so there's going to be some odd job opportunities, and I think some of it will be patronizing or exploiting the fact that you're a little person. And so you'd walk into a room, and then they would jump out and scare you, And then this one guy, it was like a fake funeral room, which, I mean, they rushed us to the museum so quickly. I don't even remember the theme of any room. I just remember a funeral-esque room. And this guy came out with like a mask on, and he was like, giving the soul of this type of accent, and was giving a speech. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, okay, you're clearly an actor trying to make it. And then this is the job that they, I mean, I guess it's both good and bad, because you're working in a museum with Zach, but also at the same time, it's like, really, like, there's like tiny little doors too for them to run through to the next room.
Oh, God.
So that they were in mind. The little person was in mind. And it's like, we stopped equating little people to being, like, scary and, like, are used. Like, one of them pretended to be a doll. And I'm like, I don't know. Okay, look, maybe that's
they
fine.
They have little doors. They have little doors for the little people.
Yes, and, like, tunnels for them to run through so they could go from room to room and play multiple characters and take off the mask. And I'm sure they would say I can my own accord and I enjoy it, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Of course.
About. For that reason, I apologize. But also, like, the fuck? And also, what does Patrick Swayze's passport have anything to do with ghosts? Besides, that
right.
A movie called Ghosts. Which didn't look
yeah,
like
that seems like with little people, because it's like probably if they had any other group of people, like literally any other group of people, and they're like, and here comes the scary whatever, then people would right away be like, that's not cool, but there's still such a stigma around little people that people are like, yeah, it is kind of freaky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the whole time I was rolling my eyes in the back of my head every time the tour guy was describing something like, this room is heavy and this room is that and this room is this. Well, a janitor has to come in and clean up sometimes. So what are you saying? Like, you know, who are you going to clean? Like, what? No one's explaining anything to anybody. They rushed us around so quickly in that museum, Emma. It was ridiculous. I felt like I literally was doing cardio, like running through a museum.
Really?
Yeah. At one point, like this is the scariest mirror, and if you look in it, you go at your own risk, and your soul can get stolen. And please go to the next room. I'm like, wait a minute, this is the world's scariest mirror. I might lose my soul, and you're rushing me into the next room.
Yeah, let me savor the moment.
Right, at least let me feel scared. All they
right.
do is turn off the lights in a mansion
something.
And throw a bunch of shit in it. And they're like, Zach, scary fucking museum. And trust me, people came and they were scared. Like, that room with Peggy, no one went in Peggy's room. Just me and Brett. So I was like, really, people were all this scared?
I should, you know what they should do is they should just have pictures of Susan Collins, the main senator who voted for Kavanaugh, everywhere. That woman I've been having, like, nightmares about it because she's been a senator.
How quickly she turned on Emily.
Yes, but it's so crazy because she's usually, like, even-keeled. Like, that's why even Democrats in Maine are usually like, oh, but we like Susan Collins. And then she just, I feel like it was, like, the Trojan horse of evil people. Like, I felt like it was, like, she's, like, it's almost like she's, like, waited this whole time to then, like, uncover that she's actually, like, the most evil of all. When we thought that she was, like my dad is convinced that Trump is going to give her an ambassadorship to Luxembourg, and she's going to peace out.
I think the thing, too, like, there's two things happening, right? So it's, like, it's become tribalism. We've all stuck to what we feel is our tribe. And number two...
Right.
The news happens so quickly and so much is happening so fast, we can't focus on any singular story that Collins probably looked at that and said, you know what, Kavanaugh's going to be out of the headlines within 3 days, and I'm just going to vote for my party because I have loyalty to them and lobbyists and whatever other money she's probably getting, and it is for that. And, you know, it's like the actual need of the American people has become not even secondary, it's become like 105th important thing for senators to give a shit about. That to Susan Collins, she's probably like, yeah, I don't care. You know,
it's so embarrassing for Maine, which is normally like supposed to be like kind of like she should have at least been like, I want to wait and like, you know, have an investigation and also finish the investigation and also his temperament on the stand. Like there should have been like something that made her not do it. Like, there's already people are already donating money to her opponent. I had a cousin write me and ask me if I would run against her.
Well, I think that's taking things a little too far. We should have people in politics. I mean, no offense, Emma, but you wouldn't make a good politician.
Oh, I wouldn't make a good politician, and I wouldn't. Oh, I'd be trying to combine politics with my comedy career. I'd be like, depending on who books this stuff. Like, it'd be like a fundraiser.
Well,
but
a comedian would have the right mentality in terms of, like, going on the road and promoting themselves and talking to people and blah, blah, blah. I mean,
yeah, shaking hands and kissing babies. One thing with it now, too, is it's like, that made me like, wait, for some reason, the Susan Collins thing mixed with CNN came out with that thing that we've got like 8 years to live before global warming takes us under. And I'm slow in the uptake, but for the first time in my life, I'm recycling. Like, I was like, and I'm recycling. Like,
oh, I've been recycling for a while, but I mean,
yeah, that's good.
They just don't make it a priority in America and a lot of places in the world to recycle. I mean, a lot of places they do, and places in Europe, and you know, it's just become a natural way of things. An article that was like things that you can do to make to stop the flow of it is like take a train and a bus. We do that.
Yeah.
Eat less meat. We do that. You know, I mean, we don't need to be eating meat for every meal. We don't need to be eating triple cheeseburgers.
How does meat hurt the environment again? What does it do?
Meat is actually the biggest factor because the amount of carbon monoxide, God, I'm not a scientist. It's coming from farming, and it's coming from basically the shit of cows.
God damn it. Cow shit's ruining everything?
Well, it's releasing a lot of C2O into the atmosphere. I think something with all of farming. Maybe it's not just cow shit, but it might be like the way we use farms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So like the overeating of meat is causing a lot in the atmosphere, too.
Yeah, cows are just, like, shitting their brains out.
And also, it's a lot of water being used. It's just, honestly, it's a combination of overpopulation and eating too much meat. And, you know, it's hard because it's, like, when you started, I would say, like, in the early 1900s, like, when we started figuring out medicine and started figuring out, like, how to preserve food. And we were able to live longer. And
right,
we're
and antibiotics and everything.
Right, antibiotics and medicines and stuff like that, so people aren't dying. And you know, it just becomes more and more and more. And I don't know. I'm not having.
Yeah, well, this for some reason it clicked in for me, and it's like mortifying that it like took that long. But I was like, and I got to do something. Like, I got to you know, do it for my niece or something. Like, I was like, I don't want to. They were like, I forget how many years, but they said that we had before, like, they were like, things are just like,
I think 2040.
That's crazy.
I know.
I wanted to tell you, I met a bigger, butcher version of me.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah. She's a comedian out in L.A., too, and I was at Flappers Comedy Club on Sunday. And the show before me, it was funny. I was, like, watching the guy who was hosting, and I was like, I know that guy. And so afterwards, I was like, I'm sorry, you look so familiar. And he was like, yeah, I played the chubby mean guy. I played the chubby gay guy on Mean Girls. And I was like, holy shit. Because he obviously looks different, but that's what I recognize him from.
Oh, his name is... I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he was really nice, but he's a stand-up comedian. And then afterwards, I was standing outside talking to him and some other people, and this girl who I've seen before, but she literally looks like me, but is like a bigger, butcher version of me, came. She's a lot taller than me, too. I was like, had to stand on my tiptoes. But I was like, because I had worked out that day, and then when I was in the Uber home, I was like, no one can tell me. It's not the lesbian Hunger Games out here. Because right when I met her, she was like, you going on later? And I was like, yep. And then we talked. We had a little friendly back and forth, and she was very nice. And she actually is funny. I watched some of her clips. But I was like, it literally was the bigger butcher version of me.
Well, did she have blonde hair and talk about the same things you did?
No, we didn't talk about the same things. Oh, I'm not worried about it comedically. Like, it's like, we can only be ourselves. Like, what's that? But blonde hair, yeah. Looks-wise, it was literally, like, just a bigger butcher version. And I was like, holy hell.
I love how you've created this scenario in your head that it's the lesbian Hunger Games.
Oh, it is.
How?
It's because everywhere I look, there's a new one popping up. And it's good. It's like a diversity of voices. But, you know, it's like, you know, you guys, I want to try to you got to scan the landscape and then be like, all right, you know, you got to look good and feel good for yourself, first and foremost. The reason I'm trying to, like, exercise more is actually for more energy. That's the truth of it. But
is it because of why?
More energy, because I'm tired all the time. I was just, like, tired out, so now I'm trying to feel... If I ever try to exercise only for cosmetic reasons, I'll stop after 2 days. So now I'm doing it for more energy.
You know, I've been very good on my diet. I was in Vegas a lot with the last
What
days.
Is your diet exactly, too? I wanted to ask
you. Oh, my diet's just like a lot of eggs, chicken, rice, spinach, sweet potatoes. Like,
so, like, walk me through a day. Like, do you wake up eggs?
I have about 4 eggs and 1 egg yolk and then oatmeal. And then I also like supplement a lot of my protein with protein powder. That's plant-based protein powder.
And then would you have protein powder and eggs and oatmeal, or that you'd switch out?
No, I have protein powder typically right after I have a workout. So my beets are basically, I only eat chicken and egg. I don't eat red meat as much anymore. Like, rarely I'll have like a burger or like some type of red meat or like a meatball.
I love meatballs.
When I was in Vegas, I was smoking cigarettes and eating like shit. And
you're in Vegas, baby.
My body's so not used to it. Like, I ate Maggiano's. I might as well just ask for a plate of diarrhea for 4 days. I mean, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm like, still recovering from Maggiano's. Like, that food is so horrible. I mean, I was eating, oh, God, although the bread was so good. It was warm, and you get the olive oil. It was so yummy.
It's like a hug from a parent.
It is, but then once you're eating it, you're like, oh, this is bad. And then I was, like, eating, I grabbed a bunch of fruit snacks and granola and those peanut butter, like, toast things or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to have this for the plane. So my whole plane ride, I was just shoveling my face with no water because I had to pee every 4 seconds. And I was on the window seat, and I begged them to give me the aisle seat. They're like, no, it's okay. I'm like, I'm warning you now. I'm going to pee a lot. And I'm eating 4 times. And I put it at it. And I was like, I warned you. And then I was eating those crackers with peanut butter and then fruit. And then I was like, oh, my God. So now today I'm like, my stomach is like, what the fuck happened to you? So I had to take, like, a probiotic and drinking a lot of water and trying to just limit my diet. Like, I had spinach and chicken and sweet potatoes. Like, I'm trying to...
Don't you get bored of chicken?
What?
Do you get bored of chicken? Because that's my problem with chicken. I'm like, chicken again?
I'm not bored with it because I just like the result.
Okay, see, that's the thing to focus on. That's what I got to think about. Because it's like long-term versus short-term. Because when I think about chicken, I'm like, I'd rather put some bacon and hamburger on here and not have lettuce and instead have a bun instead of this lettuce. But I guess when you start really, because I'm starting to see tiny results, but I guess like when you start to really see results, then that's, because the chicken just tastes like fucking...
Well, how are you cooking your chicken?
Oh, I just... Well, when I order it at a restaurant, they just, like, put it on the plate, and I'll put, like, tomato sauce on it.
I mean,
the other day, I bought an entire rotisserie chicken and ate it with my hands while I was walking around the grocery store talking to star therapist.
When I cook my chicken, it's olive oil. I saute it in olive oil. I get it thinly sliced, or I get the kind of chicken that's, like, already cut up. And then I put salt, pepper, and garlic powder on it. And then I eat that over plain rice.
I love garlic powder. I mean, maybe the thing is like, it's just, like, cooking more for myself. Because you're good about that when you go on the road. I'm not good about that.
Well, I was at my aunt's condo, so I was able to, like, actually cook for myself. But, I mean, I was, like, at the wherever I was staying. I mean, it would have been... I hate when you can't cook. If I'm in a hotel, like when I was in Toronto, I hate it. I'm like, I'm stuck for 5 days with, I can't cook. I have to eat out every day. And it becomes expensive and hard because you don't know what you're eating, what they're putting in it. And it's expensive. It's like $14 for a meal. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I spend, Lyft, and the majority of my money goes to Lyft and food.
Yeah, same here. Mine goes to taxis and food.
Taxes and food. Actually, I was thinking about getting a scooter for New York. So I was like, What if I got
Emma? I love you, but you should not be on a scooter. I can't.
Well,
I wouldn't.
It's a bad idea for sure.
Yes.
So I was scooting, whatever it's called, around LA. They've got these things called Bird, and it's an app mm-hmm. where then you unlock it with your phone. And I was doing it around West Hollywood, but this is totally. It feels totally rude because you're like zipping by people, cutting people off. Like it doesn't. It feels weird. Like it seems like this is not going to last. Like someone's going to do it. And it's illegal in New York. But I was like, man, if I had one of these in New York or like a Vespa, I could get to the different.
Wait, scooting is illegal in New York?
Right. Yeah, an electric one. You can't have an electric scooter.
Hmm.
So it has to not have wheels. So, basically, yeah, it would be illegal. And I'm not trying to go to jail for scootering. That would be embarrassing.
I can't imagine someone scooting in New York. I don't know. Well,
have you ever seen someone with a Vespa?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, or maybe I should get one of those.
I don't know, Emma. I think you should stick to the trains.
Well, I... Wait, I'm going to write that down as an episode, too. Stick to the trains. Well,
I just don't think in New York City... I love you to death, but we don't need Emma Wilson.
Beep, beep.
What?
Beep, beep. I'd be beep, beeping around. I'd be like, beep, beep. Excuse me. Gotta get
to it. Seems like you might have road rage.
Actually, I don't. I don't have road rage, but what I do have is road absent-mindedness, and then people with road rage hate me. Because they'll be like, I get a lot of this, what are you doing? And then I go, oh, sorry.
You can't be that mentality driving in New York or Chicago. Like, that shows you come from Maine. Like when I drive, I'm going into war because I'm going to drive in Chicago.
That is the opposite. When you drive in Maine, that's so funny you say that. Maine driving is you drive to chill out.
Oh God!
You drive. It's like
God.
You take a drive and it's like so scenic. I was thinking just about how beautiful Maine is, and that's why I was like, motherfucking Susan Collins, like furnishing. The beautiful state. But yeah, you drive around to, there's no stop signs. There's stop signs, there's no stoplights. In my hometown, we had one stoplight, one blinking red light, and then they took it down because it was not needed.
Oh my God. What was the population of your town?
2,000 people. I remember getting stuck behind a tractor on the, like, main road. I was like, ah.
Yeah, growing up in Chicago, I learned, like, how to cut people off, how to take the side streets, how to, like, skip ahead of somebody at the light, like how to, like, I learned it all.
Yeah, see that, but...
It's always a battle, and like how to look out for cops, how to look out this, turn right on red, you know, like, if you're going to take the highway versus the side road versus the alley versus the back road versus the, yeah.
Well, I was thinking that if I had a Vespa, then I would, then that's what I'd like really, like, take, I'd like to, like, take your app
but off. I would, but the thing is, like, if you take a Vespa, like, if you drive a Vespa in Maine, that's fine, because you're not up against any kind of challenge, right?
Well, everything's too far away, so you can't have a Vespa in Maine.
I mean, you could. A Vespa can go pretty far. But, I mean,
yeah.
If you got a Vespa in New York City, you're not well-equipped to New York traffic if you haven't been driving in New York traffic your whole life. It takes a minute to adapt. So if you're taking out a shield and a door and, like, things that protect you, and you're just willy-nilly on a Vespa, it might be a nightmare, Emma.
Well, I'd try to wear a helmet and knee pads.
You love talking yourself into a bad idea.
Yeah, well, that's fucking a career in entertainment.
Yeah, but that's been a good idea.
That's been a good idea. Although, so last night when I texted you that I was at a show that was an ambush show, so what ended up happening was, like, both of us used to do those shows. Like, you starting out, you'll do a show where they're like, it's a show, but the audience doesn't know a show's about to happen. So then it's like you're interrupting their dinner. So I do those.
Everyone.
Those I feel like rude doing them. I don't need to do them. I don't like doing them. But last night, I was really hungry. I got to the show. I'm like, it's an ambush show. And then I noticed they had pizza with cauliflower crust. And I was like, damn, I always wanted to try that. So I ordered the pizza, and then I was, like, turning around to go. And then I ran into someone who was like, oh, you're going up first. And I was like, son of a bitch. So I did the show, but it was like people were trying to have dinner. And also the cauliflower pizza. Have you tried that?
I hate Power, and I would never put it on pizza because I'm such a pizza snob.
You're right. It's kind of blasphemous to, like, Italians, isn't it?
Yeah, it was cauliflower, fucking vegetable. You know how hard it took us to create that dough and perfect it? You're going to
have right.
Fucking shitty vegetable, which if it's left out for 5 minutes, smells like diarrhea. Smells like a fart. You ever smell cauliflower? How are we putting this in our bodies? It's the smell itself, the way it looks and the way it smells is telling you, do not eat me. And humans are like, no, we're making pizza out of it.
Well, the texture was like not that great, but I like
that.
I ate it, and then I went up first in the show, and then afterwards I was like, damn it, because you're just like interrupting people's dinner. And then I had another show that was actually a similar situation. So I got home, and it was one of those nights where I was like, and since I'm not drinking anymore, to soothe myself, I let myself have like a pie filling treat. They had these like pies, so I had that. But then when I got home, I was like, okay, what are other things I could do? Even though I'm committed to entertainment, but I was Googling around, you might get a kick out of this, vending machines. I was like, maybe I should buy some vending machines, rent them out. Maybe me and your Uncle Mike could do it.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, because I had the two live shows last night. And, like, I had these new jokes that were really working, and then last night they weren't. But the art therapist said to not base new jokes on sabotage shows.
You can't blame. I mean, everything in a sabotage show is like, it's just up to the gods. I mean, you can't. And people are just going to hate you. It's rare that those shows go well. I'm shocked that you did those shows.
Well, it's because I'm in LA, so it's kind of like I'm like down for whatever. Because one thing being out here is I'm auditioning a lot more, and then like acting and going to meetings and stuff. But it makes me be like, what am I, when I complain about comedy, I'm like, what am I talking about? I love stand-up. Like, I do love stand-up. Like, it's the most fun thing ever. So, like, and I have to accept that because, like, then when I'm in L.A. and I'm doing less stand-up, I'm like, I'd rather do whatever show than not do it. Do you know what I mean?
I just think it's cool that we are making a living off telling jokes.
I completely, it's so.
And what's crazy is, like, I just a full hour, multiple hours, like, right? And like 2 weeks in a row. And it's crazy because I don't even know how I wrote those jokes.
Were you writing on stage?
I always write on stage. I mean, I say something funny and remember it. I mean, that's kind of how it works. Like, I could never sit and write at a coffee shop all day because it just doesn't, I don't.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
Studious. I mean, I can't. I mean, some people are very good at it. I'm not. So, it's like, I literally did an hour of material, and I thought, how the fuck did I come up with any of that?
Yeah, that's the best. That's like a great, that's such a good feeling. I'll do that, and then I'll be like, then I can't remember how I said it. And I'll be like, son of a bitch.
You have to record yourself.
Yeah, no, I usually do, but I always have the best shows when my phone dies. I don't know why.
Like, I know, because any kind of pressure subconsciously taken off of you eats up.
Yep. I, since being in LA, have met more twins doing comedy than I ever thought humanly possible.
I walked out of Sirius XM and there were two huge, it must have been 6'6" or 6'7" black guys, twins, same outfits, glasses, beards, and I thought, did the Lucas brothers grow an extra foot? I mean, I don't know who they are. They must be famous because they had that look about them. But I thought it's so
also
shocking to see the same person right next to each other.
If you're a twin, you don't need to wear a matching outfit. Like, no one's forcing you to do that. Like,
that's
isn't that
thing,
a little?
Because they were. That was like their thing.
If I was dating a twin and she was like, "Oh, now it's time to meet my sister," and I met her sister and she was wearing a matching outfit, that would actually be a deal breaker for me. Well, unless it was fire therapist.
Well, I used to have a joke. I'm like, dressing like your twin when you're 6 is cute, but after 21 years old, you know, you've got to count down.
Yeah, you've got to go.
It's creepy. It's creepy to dress exactly like your twin after the age of 21. Actually, at the age of 12.
Yeah, easy. You're just asking to be tormented at school, too. Like.
But on the other side, it's like, well, that looks good on that person, and that person looks just like me, so why wouldn't I dress
true.
Like me?
Be like, give me that shirt. And like, yeah, and then you're both. Yeah, but it's like you're asking to, like, fuck with people's heads. Have you ever dated a twin?
I have not dated a twin, no.
In high school, I had a boyfriend for, like, 2 days, and he had
Dragon.
I know. No, actually, he definitely wasn't. Actually, was he even my boyfriend? We, like, went on a car ride together or something.
Did you blow him?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I did not.
I thought that was one of the infamous blowjobs in a car that you gave.
Straight women find that I gave blowjobs to be I caught up with my friend from Maine, Jennifer, the other day, and she was like, oh, my God, do you remember in high school when you gave da-da-da blowjob? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, that's the funniest thing ever. And I was like, why? And she's like, I don't know. Just the idea of you doing that is the weirdest, funniest thing.
Well, because I know you would work really hard at it. That's
Mateo, I did.
I know. I can imagine you now, like pulling back your hair, like lifting up your sleeve,
ew. And
just going into town. Like, you were, like, going into, like, work on a car.
Yeah, you're right. But also, whoops, I'm gay. Jesus, God.
I know. Same, girl.
How's Dr. Kike?
Kike is great. I see him in 2 weeks. I'm going to Italy, and we're going to go to Spain afterwards. And then
now, you should have a travel show.
Maybe.
You learn other languages quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You cook, and you're a natural host. So you can pick up on other cultures very quickly. Like, you, that's like something that you're able to do.
I would just want someone there to do my hair.
Well, if it's a travel show, they have, like, hair and makeup.
Right? I know, but every time you go to hair and makeup, they don't know how to do my hair. I need, like, a professional gay out there who knows how to do my hair.
I can guarantee if you got your own travel show, they would have whoever you want do your hair and makeup.
Right? I guess I got to find... Does anyone listening to this show know a gay man who does men's hair, specifically gay men's hair in New York, and knows how to deal with thin, curly hair that you're trying to make look thick and full?
Great question. We'll put it up on the Facebook page, too.
Yeah. Oh, I just deactivated my Facebook.
Oh, really? We'll have Tyler monitor it. Or also, if anyone knows
just
anything...
Just DM me. DM me if DM you know me. Anyone.
And if anyone knows anything about Botox, I'm going to put enough Botox in my face to kill a small animal.
Girl, you're not going to be able to express yourself, and if you have to ask, oh, she's too Botox.
No, I'm doing it up in my, I'm going to do my forehead.
My sister says that she supports you doing Botox, but you just have to be really smart about it.
Exactly. I'm going to go to, like...
Don't go to some fucking Russian place in Harlem where they're going to be like, yes, we do Botox. This is good for you. Like, go to a place where they're like, yeah, we're like...
An actual dermatologist. Mateo's doing a callback because of my that was who I went to for a dentist, the Russian up in Harlem. Who's
and you went to another you went to another Russian place too for something else.
Oh, my primary care physician is Russian, and she scares the bejesus out of me.
I'll take care of you. Now put your whole body in pneumonia.
Right.
What?
I swear to God, one time I was like, ow, when I was getting blood drawn. And I was like, does it ever hurt you when you do that? And she was like, I think it's so much worse. And I was like, okay.
You can't, Russians are the toughest people ever. You can't with a Russian. These people are not here to play. You know what
They're not, she's not playing around. Well, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to record our intro, but this will come out on Thursday. Is there anything you want to promote?
Well, let's see. No. I'll be in Italy, so if you're in Italy, you can come see me.
When do you go to Italy? Exactly.
October 21st to the 28th.
That's so exciting. Oh, mm-hmm. That's so funny. Mateo, that's right when I'm, like, back.
Oh, really? Well, then
I'm
back November 1st from Spain.
Then I go to Vegas, and then I'll be back in New York November 5th, and then I'm just back.
Okay, November 9th, I go to L.A. for a week and a half.
Well... Someday we'll be in the same city. And then.
Would you like to do Thanksgiving with me?
I think I'm... Oh, wait. Thanksgiving. I'm doing it in Boston with my mom and sister. But Christmas, aww, I'm going to be around. Otherwise, I would love to, because art therapist is doing a Thanksgiving, and then that would have been fun. I'm going to come back the day after Thanksgiving. So I'd love to do, like, a friend's Thanksgiving the day afterwards.
All right. I mean, I'm down.
Are you going to stay in the city for Thanksgiving?
Always. I go home for Christmas, though.
You are more than welcome to come to Boston and come to the Thanksgiving that I'm going to.
We'll see. I'm not a big I don't like traveling, so I might want to stay
here.
Yeah,
and traveling on Thanksgiving, so, like, that's
a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
I've got my show in Portland, Oregon on the 13th. So if anyone can come to that, that'd be great. Because...
Yeah.
I've got some family friends in the city, and there's nothing worse than when the only people show up are your family friends, and then you're like, I swear to God, I'm doing okay.
I'm famous.
Oh, well, this was a really good episode.
Yeah, it was so fun. And then, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you everyone. Subscribe to our Patreon. We're going to make weekly videos.
Subscribe. And if you can rate and review, that really helps us.
Yeah, it'll help us a lot. And then hopefully we'll be back together soon.